time of the explosion, we were wearing Polaroid welder's glasses. They were so dark that even the tropical sun showed through them as nothing more than a vague pinpoint of light. Even then, the explosion, when eventually it came, was so bright that it had the same effect as if night had been turned into day. A few seconds later, when it was safe to take off our glasses, we looked out towards the target and saw a vast ball of fire. It was about 2,000 feet in the air and half a mile in diameter. This fire, which generated almost 10 million degrees of heat, began rocketing up into the heavens at a speed of something like 20,000 feet a minute. After 15 seconds, the flame had died out and turned into a cloud. Exactly what that cloud looked like, I do not suppose any words will ever describe. Unlike any other phenomenon the world has ever seen, it was possessed of some diabolical activity, as though it were a horrible form of life. Its heat was so great that even at a range of 20 miles, we could see the dust from the earth being sucked up into the air like a vortex. The cloud rose to a height of 60,000 feet in less than 5 minutes, and there it stayed. On flying close to it, we saw that its color was a sort of luminous yellow, like sulfur. Throughout the whole time, it remained a boiling, turbulent mass, and continued expanding until it reached some 2 miles across. We knew from what we had been told that its activity would destroy anything that came within its reach, and therefore we stayed out of range, some 5 or 6 miles away.